Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Thrive in EDU podcast. I am Rochelle Danae Poth. If you are just starting to listen, thank you for joining in today. And if you have been listening, you will notice something a little bit different. Today, for our episode, I have guests joining me. And so I'm very excited to dive into the conversation that we're going to be having. And for those of you interested in knowing who are my guests, well, today with me, I have Claire and Amanda, who are with Lightspeed's Systems. And we're going to have a conversation about specific topics. But first, what I like to find out is from my guests, you know, what is their role? What is their experience? What are their backgrounds? And so I'm going to go first to Amanda, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about how you got to where you are today or your experience and a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. So I've been in product management for a long time across a few different industries. And in those positions, you know, the discipline and the objectives were similar, but the products and the clients that we've served have been different. I've worked on SaaS products across, you know, legal technology and digital travel management before finding my way to EdTech, where I've worked in my last couple of roles. And it's very different, you know, having schools as your clients versus, you know, law firms and attorneys or corporations. And in this business where school districts are our clients, but the end users are teachers and administrators, and the impact is on students and staff and parents, is something that's really exciting to me and I've been really passionate about. As a parent and somebody who's been, you know, really active volunteer in my district and kind of led the PTA for my kids' school, I've had the opportunity to get a little bit closer to the inner workings and challenges that schools are facing. So it's been really exciting to be able to work in this sector and then working at Lightspeed in particular, and getting the chance to work on products that are really more than just tools, and they're really doing so much around safety and equity, and giving intelligent insights for decision making has just been fantastic and something I've been really passionate about.
Yeah, well, I love hearing everybody's experiences because it seems like everybody does a lot of different things. And so you are bringing so many different experiences in. I'm sure it was like an interesting transition to make, but one that's been so beneficial for the work that you do. So thank you for joining me today. And now, Claire, a little bit about you, your background, how you got to where you are today with Lightspeed Systems.
Sure. Thanks again for having us. And so my role at Lightspeed Systems is I'm the head of product marketing, and I started in ed tech, gosh, a long time ago. I'm not going to date myself, but started working in actually higher education with Blackboard. And then I've been just with a number of ed tech companies and also worked with ed tech nonprofits like ISTE for a number of years. I saw you're a certified educator, which is a program I worked on while I was there. And I just got that ed tech bug, and I love working with teachers and administrators, you know, working with the technology and helping them understand their problems and how technology can help solve them. So have stayed in this role and at Lightspeed Systems now, you know, excited to see what we can do or continue to do to support IT teams and district leaders in, you know, safety and security. So excited to be talking about what we're doing today. But yeah, my career also has been really, once I got to ed tech, I never left. So it's a bug that I think we all get.
Yeah, I can agree to that. And I'm often asked because, you know, I do teach full time and I do the consulting and I love all things technology and learning. And people will say, you know, why are you not out of the classroom? Like, because I like all the things. I like being involved on all the different levels. And so my day to day, they'll say, what's your day to day like? I'm like, well, it depends on what part of the day it is because I'm involved in a lot of different things. And so I want to go back to Amanda first. You know, Lightspeed Systems, what does your role involve? Like, what is a day to day experience like for you in the work that you do?
Yeah. Well, I'm the vice president of product management. So kind of at its core, my job is to, you know, identify and prioritize and really drive the work that we're doing to enhance and add to our portfolio. So we build our roadmaps to, you know, serve our clients in the market. And we're always researching and always looking for ways to connect to clients. So a lot of what we do and on any given day, right, could be having conversations, you know, doing interviews, surveys, you name it, but like so many touch points to work to understand their needs and their priorities and their pain points. And then working with my team, you know, we we take the feedback and the insights that we get from all of those touch points, and then we're, you know, innovating on what we can do to solve challenges and make their jobs easier. So working, you know, across the organization with our partners in design and engineering and client-facing teams to really pull all those pieces together.
Well, that sounds like a very busy day with a lot of different things going on. So thank you for sharing that. And then Claire, how about you? What does your day-to-day look like?
Oh yeah. Like yours, lots of different things. You know, we are interviewing, you know, one of them is to making sure that we're sharing what our clients are doing with our products and best practices. So, you know, oftentimes working with different district leaders to interview them and then, you know, share that information out via, you know, case studies, stories, different types of content in the market, working with our product teams to get the word out about new features and enhancements so that our teachers or our IT teams know that those are now available to them to help them kind of, you know, save time or change things up with the way that they use our products. So we're constantly just like trying to work internally and externally to make sure that the districts we support have the tools and the information they need to, you know, make the most of the solutions that they use from Lightspeed Systems. And so I feel like that's really what we're trying to do is, you know, make sure that they know everything that's coming so that they can be prepared. You know, back to school coming up is a really big time. You know, we're doing a lot of, we're calling like learning lab sessions on what do they need to know about the new features coming out so that they can get their teams prepared, get their parents prepared, roll things out so they don't have any issues. So all that communication between our clients, our users, and then our internal teams.
And that is also a lot, but there's so much to do. And I guess before we dive into what we're actually going to focus on today is I know for myself, I've known about Lightspeed Systems at conferences, you know, just in general, just because of the ed tech space, but there may be some educators out there that have heard of Lightspeed Systems, but may not necessarily know exactly what it is, what it provides. And so generally speaking, if somebody said, hey, you know, I heard about Lightspeed Systems today, but I'm not really sure what it is. Claire, would you mind, you know, giving, you know,
sure,
a couple of points about it?
Yeah. So Lightspeed Systems, we've been serving districts for over 20 years. When the internet first, you know, afforded so many incredible learning tools and opportunities for teachers and students, we initially built our web content filtering product. And that was kind of like the backbone to make sure students are protected online. They have access to what is important for learning, but they also don't get access to inappropriate sites. So every district is, you know, mostly using a web content filtering application. And since then, we continue to provide and innovate that product, but now we've kind of evolved into being able to not only provide web filtering, but also support districts from a safety and wellness perspective, ensuring students are safe online and trying to alert whether there's some interventions that need to take place for students based on digital behavior. We also are providing districts with classroom management tools. So as the devices, you know, everyone is, you know, most districts are now working one-to-one. And so they're using devices to conduct lessons in the classroom. And so we have tools that help that be a seamless process. We call it like turning fear into fearless instruction with devices. So that the classroom educator makes sure that they know what's going on with the devices at all times and that students are staying focused where they need to be focused and they don't get distracted. And then we also have other tools that give like full visibility of all of the learning applications that are being used on devices and networks across the district. Sometimes that gets overwhelming, especially after COVID when, you know, a lot of new learning applications and math programs and were kind of brought to bear and teachers were using a lot more digital tools. that helps our the IT team see everything that's being used across the district and make decisions to ensure student data privacy is safe. They are able to train teachers appropriately on the right tools and just make sure that they, you know, have a handle on what's being used and what shouldn't be used on their network. So that's kind of the plethora of things that we're working on. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the new tools that Amanda's team has really brought to the market recently around digital equity and connectivity. But yeah, that's where Lightspeed Systems provides support for districts.
And I think the word plethora was the perfect word for it, because I know that, you know, years ago when I first had heard of Lightspeed Systems, I just thought it was just one thing. And I had no idea of just how much is offered. But then realistically thinking about, especially the last couple of years and the increased use in technology and the access to so many things, schools need to have something that's reliable to provide and make sure that the students are safe and to monitor all of that. And so it's great. And listening to you name all of the different things. And I think, and I might hopefully I get this right, that it was like Lightspeed Systems, safety, security, and equity at the speed of light. I think I remember seeing somewhere and I was like,
exactly.
I love that. Just because it's true. You know, you provide all these things. And if somebody quickly looked at the site and just thought, I wonder what this is about, like that captures it right there. And especially in the last few years, you know, we've seen an increased interest in, you know, focusing on equity. And I know that Lightspeed Systems has a digital equity module. And so I'm going to go back to Amanda and say, you know, can you give us a little bit of a background about this digital equity module that is provided now with Lightspeed Systems?
Yeah, absolutely. So digital equity is a new module. It's just launched this month, really. It's a new module within our analytics product, Digital Insight, that gives schools tools to really easily and proactively identify students with poor or no internet access and gives them some insights into device health. So when those students are away from school, they get a real-time picture of the challenges in their district, which makes it easier for them to plan and implement solutions. But that kind of like customer connection that I talked about earlier that we're always, you know, going after and trying to hear feedback is actually how the idea for digital equity started. We talked to a district who said, you know what would be helpful? Like knowing what device is used at home, you know, how is that used? What's their internet carrier? What are their speeds? How is it performing? And that overall home experience, you know, and are there neighborhoods that don't have good enough internet access? And they said, you know, this would really help us make decisions on what equipment to buy and how to support students. So we really took that and just started running, getting feedback from other clients and kind of gauging the market interest and the need. And then working, you know, with our really talented team of engineers and data scientists to develop, you know, in-house technology to do the speed tests and get the data to feed the reports. You know, designing this module to be really intuitive and easy to use, and presenting that, you know, and validating that with our clients. So it's been a really amazing experience to be a part of. And along the way, we've continued to talk to districts and kind of preview what we're working on. And their feedback has continued to shape this work. And it's really validated the importance of a solution like this that really hasn't existed before.
Yeah. And I know just thinking back, like everybody goes back to like March of 2020. And it was eye-opening on so many levels, because I don't think, and I know for myself, we know our students, or in our schools, you know, the administrators know hopefully know the students and the families and the school community, but you can't know everything about all of the people in your school. And you figure, oh, they have devices, they have access to internet at home, but we didn't really know that. And I know I became so much more aware during that time. And it's like, okay, we know now that we have this problem. So what is the solution to this? How do we find out about it? And so it's great to hear that there are these resources available for schools, and that companies like Lightspeed Systems is really listening in to what the needs are of schools, because I think that's an important component too. And you know, we all wear different hats, whether we've been in the classroom and now we've moved into the ed tech space. And so you kind of like understand what the concerns are or what the challenges are, but you also understand the tech component. And so being able to kind of pull all of that together and involve people, you know, in the conversation to really create and provide a solution that's going to make a difference is key. And so knowing that you have this module and you know, I have a gazillion questions I could probably ask you, but is there anything else that you would like to expand on how it goes, you know, beyond looking at just like the usage of the devices?
Sure. Yeah, I can take that one too. Yeah, I mean, we started really with that broad problem to solve, right? Like giving insight into, you know, students who don't have internet or have poor internet. But then digging into it, we just identified so many more pieces of information that are important to surface, and that really give the full picture of how, you know, a student's device is working and what their overall experience is. So we're showing, you know, a couple of different views. We present an aggregate view of students in the district, and then a filterable report that really lets districts drill down into each of the students experiencing challenges, and they can see, you know, their median internet speed, what type of device they're on, who their internet provider is, and what their IP address is. And it goes beyond that as we're able to surface things like the number of users on IP address to help understand other contributing factors. So, you know, maybe the internet is sufficient, but there's too many users on that IP, or they're looking at device details and seeing how much memory and storage is available. And maybe those things are also contributing to how effectively the student's able to do their work. So just looking at a number of those factors, you know, beyond just like the specifics of a device or an internet connection, and how do those form that whole picture of how a student's able to do their work online.
Yeah, and that type of information and being able to figure it out and then have a plan for it. Like there is so much that's involved. And I know that at the end of that school year, before the start of like the 2020, 2021 school year, I reached out to students and to families, and I did this prior too. I always sent a survey that asked, you know, how often would you like to receive communications? You know, what type of devices, just from my own knowledge so that I could best provide for my students. But then that was just in my own classroom. You know, who knew back then at the time we would have the problem that we did, but fortunately now we have solutions that are available for schools and for teachers. And so it's those barriers for students that they want to do the work, but they don't have access to devices. And I'm going to go back to Claire and say, you know, in your experience, what are some of the things that you have heard or seen, you know, that are common challenges or maybe some barriers that students face when they're trying to access internet when they're not in our classrooms?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things, and as Amanda said, you know, we're listening to our IT, you know, teams all the time that are using our services. And some of the things they were saying was, you know, A, they don't have visibility on who has access or not. They use like twice a year surveys like you did to kind of get an understanding of, does this family have access at home? What kind of access at home? And relying on them to do speed testing from that survey link. And that's difficult. And I think they said on average, our feedback from districts was under 40% actually get good feedback there from their families. And so it's just not enough information and it's not timely enough. And so on the student side, I think what we saw, and COSIN did a survey, you know, in the last couple of years that showed, because we're using more video with the homework assignments, you know, more high bandwidth types of learning assignments, when they're taking their laptop, their school issued device home, that sometimes that's also creating issues for students at home. And so they may be trying to, you know, run a math exercise to finish their homework, and those videos just aren't running or they're having issues. So I think performance issues that's what we've heard a lot of. And some of the recent research has said, well, we need higher bandwidth for these students because they're using these new learning applications, which are so rich for them, but they also, you know, put a higher demand on the bandwidth. So that's been an issue for students. And I think one of the things that we've heard is from our clients is that, you know, it's hard for them to diagnose and troubleshoot with students on what the problem is at home. So if a student comes into the IT office and says, I'm not able to do these lessons at home, or I'm having issues, and they're trying to understand, is it the device? Is it the bandwidth they have? How many people are on the same network? They, you know, those questions are sometimes, you know, difficult for the student to answer. And so having the data that Amanda just talked about, where, you know, that IT support person can actually like look and say, okay, John, this is what we are seeing. You know, we think the issue is this, because they can see all of this, just all that diagnostic data. So just helping, being able to really help a student and not have to rely on a student to come to them and say, I'm having issues in the first place. We can be proactive about solving those problems. So those are some of the just factors that are in play. And one of the reasons why this is a really important set of features for districts to have at their fingertips to really help solve that kind of homework gap that we've been talking about for years.
Yeah. And, you know, you're right. Like the students, you know, and I've in my school, and my friends have said in their schools, like, you know, these kids got all new devices and they're not completing their assignment, or they have these problems, or there's a bunch of different excuses and things like that. And, or they're not charged. I mean, that's a legitimate thing. I'm like, just charge it, you know, like there's all of these different barriers. But some of them are real issues, and making sure that students and families have the right access, because beyond just the learning component, it's just, I mean, the information that needs to get conveyed to families, and you want to make sure that there's no gap in that as well. And so, thank you, Claire, for sharing those. And Amanda, I didn't know if you had anything to add to any of those barriers or challenges or anything that you were aware of that maybe you didn't notice before or think of before that has come up in, you know, all of the research and things that you've done.
I mean, I think what Claire called out is absolutely spot on. It's just been really, you know, eye-opening to talk to districts, and, you know, we've done some surveying there too, just to find out like, how were they trying to identify these issues before? And, you know, hearing some of the anecdotal stories of, you know, things that we didn't think about, and like use cases where, you know, kids are going back and forth between homes, or there's, you know, schools that are pulling, like, you know, from migrant camp populations, just all these things that we didn't think about as use cases that, you know, schools are dealing with and trying to solve, and just, you know, raises the importance of having an easy way to identify those issues.
Yeah. And that always, when I hear stories like that, it's like, that's why the communication is essential. Like, you have to share, you know, your experience. And sometimes I get that it's uncomfortable, you know, if you don't have a device or you don't have reliable access to the internet and things like that. But the schools need to support the families and everybody in the school community, and they can't do that unless they have the right information. And so it does make a difference. But I think that also ties back into setting up, you know, the relationships and, you know, facilitating those conversations with families and saying, hey, you know what, we're here for you, to support you. We have these resources available, and making sure the educators know that too, because I think often, you know, there are so many, and again, as a classroom educator, there are so many things out there that we have to be mindful of, remember to do on a daily basis, and, you know, checking in with students, of course, is essential, but finding the right resources also, whether, you know, as an educator, I might hear about something, say, oh, this is perfect for my school. You know, make sure that you share that information with the right people in your school and your district so that they can bring those benefits to all of the students and the families. And so it's always interesting to hear about some of those challenges and barriers, because, again, it helps us to be mindful of them and be very intentional about looking for some of those issues we might have in our own district that we weren't aware of. And so tying it back, still talking about Lightspeed Systems and all of the work that is done. And I'm going to come back to you, Claire, for this one. Can you share a little bit about how Lightspeed Systems does work with schools and districts to basically assess the off-campus internet connectivity for their students?
Yeah, I think, like you said, the time you brought up, the fact that as an educator, you have a number of things that you need to do, and how do you do all of that in the time? I think the thing that we are most focused on is saving our district's time, whether it's like the teacher in the classroom or the IT administrator. And that's, I think, what this set of features around digital equity and connectivity is, why it's so important, because they don't have to spend hours and hours trying to diagnose. They have all the information right there. They know which students are having problems. They can be proactive about whether it's a device issue, like swapping that out so the student has a better experience. So it's like, it's providing the insights so that the team, the IT team with limited time can know, okay, I need to reach out to these 50 students this week. They are having issues, and find out what's going on, or quickly, you know, try and help them solve that problem, as opposed to just knowing, you know, not having any idea where to start. I think that's really what we're kind of focused on the most, is really trying to provide features and functionality for those, you know, the teams at districts to help them save time and really support students in their success. And we know that they, you know, for teens, particularly high school, that don't have adequate internet access at home for to do homework and study, they're at a significant academic disadvantage. And so, you know, that's where we want to make sure that we can provide the tools and the resources so that the districts can proactively reach out and solve those problems without, you know, spending a lot of time, just trying, you know, without the information that they need to make those decisions.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, thinking about, again, so many resources that are out there. And Amanda, I'll ask you this too, because we started talking about the digital module with you. So let's say digital equity module with you. Let's say that, you know, people who are listening think, wow, you know, this sounds really great. I wish I could learn more. I wish I could see what it looks like. You know, how does somebody go about learning a little bit more about it beyond just listening to our conversation today?
Yeah. Well, we have a number of different resources that we've put together. We've got videos that we can share with clients and prospective clients. And our team is always happy to, you know, meet with people and walk them through a demo and show them the functionality, so that they can really, you know, kind of like see and feel how it works. But happy to connect with anybody to talk more about it. And, you know, we can talk live, send resources. We've got all kinds of things to help enable them.
Yeah. And I did notice, and I will make sure to add some different links into the show notes as well, just to the main site, just to see all of the different solutions. And of course, whenever you do go to the Lightspeed System site, under their products is where you will find the digital equity module. And you can even sign up for a demo. So it's all there for you to check out, you know, everything that you need to know beyond what we discussed here today. But before we wrap up, I always like to make sure if there's anything else that you would like to share about Lightspeed Systems, about the digital equity module, or just simply how people can connect with you.
Yeah, I'll jump in here. So feel free to follow us on LinkedIn. Just look up Lightspeed Systems. That's a great way to just learn about updates. And as you mentioned, Rochelle, our website, there's a number of blogs that we've been publishing around digital equity and the homework divide and how the different features within the digital equity module can support district teams. So we are here to support you. Like I said, follow us on social and then just reach out on the website. If you have a client, if you are a client, you should definitely reach out to your client success manager. They can give you all the information and give you a personal kind of run through of that. And if you don't work with Lightspeed Systems, we'd love to talk to you. We're also at probably every state, you know, ed tech conference. So if you're at one of them, just stop by our booth and say hi. And we know you're going to be busy for back to school, but we're going to have a number of back to school kind of learning webinars and labs. So you could also register for any of those and hop on and just learn about the digital equity module or our digital insight product. So we look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, thanks. That sounds great. And I'm sure I know that I've walked past the booth many times at all the conferences. So thank you, Claire. And Amanda, any other thing that you would like to add before we wrap up?
We look forward to, you know, hearing more feedback from clients, and please reach out with any questions. We're continuing to, you know, add new features to this module as well as all of our other products. So we've got lots of other exciting things in the works.
Yeah. And it sounds like you will continue to be very, very busy, and it will be an even larger plethora of resources available through Lightspeed Systems. So thank you both for joining me today, and thanks to everybody who is listening and has continued to listen to my podcast. I will be sure to drop all the links and more so that you can check out everything that is offered and definitely look at the digital equity module as well. And so thanks again for listening, and we will catch you the next time.